Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Welcome, my little friends. Welcome to the factory. Mr. Wonka's voice was high and fluty. Will you come forward one at a time, please? He called out. And bring your parents. Then show me your golden ticket and give me your name. Who's first?
The big fat boy stepped up.
I'm Augustus Gloop, he said.
Augustus! Cried Mr. Wonka, seizing his hand and pumping it up and down with terrific force. My dear boy, how good to see you! Delighted, charmed, overjoyed to have you with us. And these are your parents? How nice! Come in, come in! Step through the gates!
Mr. Wonka was clearly just as excited as everybody else.
My name, said the next child to go forward, is Veruca Salt.
My dear Veruca, how do you do? What a pleasure this is.
You do have an interesting name, don't you? I always thought that the Veruca was a sort of wart that it got on the sole of your foot. But I must be wrong, mustn't I?
How pretty you look in that lovely mink coat. I'm so glad you could come.
And last of all, a small nervous voice whispered, Charlie Bucket.
Charlie! Cried Mr. Wonka.
There you are. You're the muffin found your ticket only yesterday, aren't you?
Yes, yes. I read all about it in this morning's papers. I'm so glad, so happy for you.
And this, your grandfather?
Delighted to meet you, sir. Overjoyed, enraptured, enchanted.
All right, excellent. Is everybody in now? 5 children?
Yes, good.
Now, will you please follow me? Our tour is about to begin, but do keep together. Please don't wander off by yourselves.
Charlie glanced back over his shoulder and saw the great iron entrance gates slowly closing behind him. The crowds on the outside were still pushing and shouting. Charlie took a last look at them. Then, as the gates closed with a clang, all sight of the outside world disappeared. Thank you.